Hi, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training, bringing you one more in our series of Hope Updates. Our theme for the Hope Symposium this year is Don't Go With the Flow, Go With Desire. I wonder if you've heard this very old story before. It's the story of a young lumberjack competing against a much older lumberjack in a wood chopping competition. And the young man is determined in all his youth and strength and energy that this is the year he is going to win, and he chops furiously. Occasionally, even he has to breathe, and when he stops for a breath, he looks over at his older competition and sees that he is sitting down. And he thinks, oh, the old man has to rest. I don't have to rest. And with renewed energy, he goes back to chopping furiously. And so it goes until time is called. And they each look at the wood they have chopped. And the young man is surprised and disappointed and puzzled because his pile of wood is the smallest. He's clearly not one. And so he goes over to his competition and he says to the older lumberjack, "How is this possible? I looked at you and you were sitting and resting. How did you win?" And the old man looks back at him and says, "I wasn't resting. I was sharpening my axe." It's true in every field that the young want to just get started, get going, get moving. And the more experienced the top performers, they want to sharpen their axe. They've learned over time and through experience that preparation pays off, that it results in faster, more effective, better quality work. And many of them have learned that part of the axe sharpening is the preparation of themselves. Being in the right state to do something allows you to do it so much better. But it means being intentional about the relationship between your state and your performance. In NLP, we say that state drives performance, that the way you are feeling and thinking, your physiology at a given moment actually allows you to perceive the world differently, to make different choices, and to take different actions. And this is really useful because so many of the choices we make are made first unconsciously, and we find ourselves doing things and then thinking about them. And the things we do will be so much better if we take time and prepare our state. Now, the state that is necessary to do your best work in complicated situations is not all drive. Desire has to take a different form, a more useful form. We have to remember that part of desire is that relaxed, optimistic approach to work. And so when you are doing something complicated, something that requires experience and knowledge and finesse, something that engages all of your mind, the best state to be in is relaxed and ready. And you can think about being relaxed now. Think of a time not when you were relaxed on the couch, because so often you have sprawled out with the TV on and hoped to relax and found that you only got more wound up. Now, the kind of relaxed I'm talking about is that genuine energized relaxation that you have when you are out for a walk on a beautiful day and the sun is shining and people are smiling and there is a bounce in your step. That kind of relaxed energy you have when you look forward to what you are doing. Think now of a time when you have been relaxed in this energized way. And go all the way back into that memory, see what you see, hear what you hear, feel what you feel, and enjoy this energized relaxation. And then let that go. And think for a moment of what it means to get ready, what it means to be ready. Think of a time you were ready for something, a time you had completed all the preparations and you had all the resources and all the skill to simply do what you needed to do. And readiness is not a matter of being pumped or excited or supercharged. It's a matter of really being competent, of having what you need, of knowing what you need. And settle into that situation now where you were really competent, where you had gathered what you needed, and you were just ready to go. And now add to that situation the energy, the relaxed energy of that relaxation that gives you optimism, that contains bounce, that is eager to get started. And find that as you are both relaxed and ready, you are able to focus on the details and still see the big picture because your head is up, your shoulders are back, you're breathing well, and you just know that your axe is sharp and you're ready for the competition. I'm Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training. For more information, find us at www.nlpcanada.com.